Lift up your hands to the Most High God. Just go ahead and magnify the name of the Lord this evening. Bless his holy name. Exalt him for his faithfulness. Magnify him for all that he has done since this conference started. Lord, we exalt you. There is none like you. There is none that compares to you. Thank you, everlasting Father. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Now, I'd like you to lift up your voice to him and say, Father.
Father.
Say it loud and clear. Say, Father.
Father.
Before this day is out, change my levels for the better. Just go ahead and talk to the Lord. Father, change my levels for the better. Long before this day is out, change my levels for the better. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Again, I'd like you to pray for someone close to you. You lift up your voice and say, Father. In the name of Jesus, long before this year is over, put a new song in the mouth of my neighbor. Just go ahead and begin to pray. Cause my neighbor to sing a new song. Long before this year is over, thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Father in heaven, we bow before you. Thank you for all that you have done since this conference started. From the very first day until this last day. Thank you because you always reserve the best till the last. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, tonight, I ask that you take over this meeting.
Amen.
Spirit of the living God, that which only you can do, please do in the midst of your people.
Amen.
Send your word to us.
Amen.
Turn the tide in our favor.
Amen.
Take your children from one level of glory to another.
Amen.
That before this day is out, you will put a new song in our mouths.
Amen.
We vow to return the glory back to you. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
The one who is sure that he or she is going home with the biggest blessing, let me hear you shout aloud, hallelujah. Whether the devil likes it or not, today will surely mark someone's turning points. The louder your amen, receive it in the name of Jesus. Now, before you take your seat, just help me celebrate my brother, Pastor Nat. You know, when I say he's my brother, I mean it from the depth of my heart. Please celebrate this great man of God. Is that how much you can celebrate your pastor? Amen. You know, I was here some months back when, you know, this whole place was commencing, when you started using this place. And he was a bit concerned that, you know, it was a big hall and was wondering if they'll be able to occupy the entire place. But now, you can agree with me that this place has become too small. Someone's coast is about to be enlarged. Don't hear me very well. Before this year, 2024, is over, my God will enlarge someone's coast. Receive it in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Put your hands together. Celebrate yourselves. And please take your seat. I just want to appreciate God for this privilege. I tried to follow you from the very first day of this conference. And I can tell you, it's been so awesome. I know that anyone that has been part of this conference will never, ever remain the same again. If those of us connecting virtually can be so blessed, I wonder what will happen to those of you that are physically present. You will not miss out of your blessings in the name of Jesus. And then, to imagine that Daddy Joe was here this morning. that was you know, a major one. Someone's life will never remain the same again. I remember when Daddy visited the first time in Warri, I was celebrating my 50th birthday, and it was on a Sunday like this. After the Thanksgiving service at Ebutemeta, he flew down to Warri. From that day till now, that church has never remained the same. Let me speak prophetically over your lives and over this church, that by the reason of the encounter you had today, your lives will never remain the same again in the name of Jesus. And help me celebrate the men and women of God, the choir, and everyone. God bless you. While I was preparing for this evening, the theme of the conference has been From Glory to Glory. But the Lord said to me, what has happened between the very first day of this conference on Monday up until now, most of you, if not all, have moved into a new realm of glory. And so tonight, I'm going to be speaking on glory unleashed. Because the Lord said to me, you have already been unleashed into your realm of glory. In case you don't understand what the word unleashed means, I tried to get all of the definitions. But one that struck me says, to release something or to release a violent force that can't be controlled. In other words, God is pushing somebody out. in a manner that you become unstoppable. Yeah. And I'll be sharing with you, you know, some things you need to know when you operate in that realm. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 41. Genesis chapter 41. And I'll read from verse 37 to 46. Genesis 41, 37 to 46 is a story about Joseph and how he interpreted the dreams of Pharaoh. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And he cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paneah, and he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. Let me pray for someone right away. In the name that is above every other name. Within 24 hours, Joseph moved from being a prisoner to become a prime minister in the palace. I am speaking into the life of at least 50 persons hearing the sound of my voice within the next 24 hours. My God will bring you out of obscurity. The louder your amen, receive it in the name of Jesus. How God will do it, don't ask me. But one thing I know, that with him, nothing shall be impossible. If he took Joseph from his level of glory to another realm of glory, such that Joseph was unleashed on Egypt without them knowing where he was coming from. Let me pray again for someone. My God will unleash you into a realm that is beyond your comprehension. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I will share with you 7 very important things you must take away tonight. 7. I know you've heard so much this week, but I will share with you 7 very important things you must take note of. The first thing I would like you to remember. Remember, because you must have heard it before now. Using Joseph as a case study. Only God can orchestrate the journey of a man from one level of glory to another. Only God can take a man and unleash him into another realm of glory. In Psalm 24, verse 7 to 9, Psalm 24, verse 7 to 9. It says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. If he's the King of glory, he's the controller of glory. He's the master of glory. He's the man, he's the one that determines who can move from one level of glory to another. The Bible says in Romans chapter 9 and verse 16, it says, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Jesus had 12 disciples. It was good enough for the 12 of them that from amongst the lot, they were chosen to be his disciples. But on the day that Jesus was to be made manifest in another realm of glory, out of the 12, by divine choice, 3 of them were chosen from the 12 to behold the glory of Jesus in another realm and in another dimension. Peter, James, and John, 2 of them were brothers at the Mount of Transfiguration. They saw what others couldn't see. They heard what others could not hear. I'm praying for someone hearing the sound of my voice. If God decides to pick 3 people from this meeting that will be unleashed into their world and into their generation, may you be one of them. The louder your amen, receive it in the name of Jesus. We just came back from a program in Warri, Festival of Champions, with the theme Amen. Amen is the last word in the Bible. Amen is a statement of finality. Amen means it is done. Let me stand in that order to declare over the life of someone here, in the name that is above every other name, my God will single you out from the crowd. Receive it in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Recover your seat. Number 2. I am sure you must have heard this, but remember, glory is in levels. There are different levels of glory. I used to share with people that excellence is a moving target. Glory is also a moving target. One level of glory becomes a platform for a higher level of glory. The story of Joseph, you know so well. Joseph at a time had the glory of the coat of many colors, such that anytime he puts it on, his brothers envy him. But then God took him to another realm of glory. He unleashed him on the land of Egypt without his brothers knowing. He got to Potiphar's house. It was another level of glory. He was in charge of Potiphar's business and Potiphar's economy. From there, he found his way to prison. Another level of responsibility. And from the prison, he ended up in the palace. I'm praying for someone here today. By the mercies of God, may you find your way to your realm of glory in the name of Jesus. You know, when we talk about levels of glory, even in the marketplace, there are levels. 1992, I remember very well. I know some of you were not born by then. I just got a job in a bank, and then I was transferred to a state outside Lagos. It was such a painful transfer because, you know, as a young man, everyone wants to be in Lagos. And then we saw it as a very punitive transfer. But I got to that location. The first customer I had that I had to manage his relationship was the governor of the state. At the age of 22, it was a big deal for me. I remember on one evening, the wife of the governor reached out and said, "Emmanuel, where are you?" I said, "I'm in the office." He said, "Can you come to government house for dinner?" I got there. It was my first time. I sat on the table with the governor and the wife, and I was struggling to eat. I'm sure you understand. By the time I was leaving, they had loaded my car with all manner of things. I left that place feeling so good. For me, it was a level of glory that I never saw coming. Fast forward to a few years from that time, I became a branch manager. In those days, branch managers were so powerful that they can decide what happens within their domain. Anyone appointed as branch manager at that time will feel so good with himself. I enjoyed it for a time. Then fast forward to when I now became a general manager, an executive director, and then an MD CEO. You know, let me say this prophetically. Someone's journey to the top, in the name that is above every other name, my God will fast track it in the name of Jesus. If your faith can carry it, let me say again, by the mercies of God, within the next 365 days, what took people 10 years to accomplish, my God will make it happen for you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. When God decides to unleash you into this realm of glory, there's something you must take very serious note of, and that's number three. You must earn God's trust. God must trust you. He must trust you to manage his treasure. He must trust you to defend his interests. I'd like you to take note of this. God said, "I have found David my servant." Psalm 89 verse 20. "With my holy oil have I anointed him." When we talk about Joseph being the prime minister of Egypt, I'd like you to understand that that young man proved himself. While working for his father, he was always updating his father with reports concerning his brother's deals. He who comes to equity must come with clean hands. Joseph was sold into Potiphar's house. He got there. He was so accountable that Potiphar handed over everything he had to a stranger, a slave. So all money matters, he was in control. Even Potiphar's wife, he was able to manage her. So God saw in him, he said, "This young man can be trusted. If you put money in his hands, it won't get missing. Even if you put a man's wife under his watch, there will be no stories." Let me say this to young men and women here. God is looking for those that he can trust. So it's good for you to aspire to move from glory to glory. But can God trust you? Can God trust you? David goofed at some point, but he returned to God. You are hearing me this evening. You may have goofed in the past, but God is giving you a second chance. And I pray you will not fail him. And I have good news for someone hearing the sound of my voice. Before the end of this year, you will surely bounce back again. But God must trust you. You know, anytime you go to redemption camp and daddy wants us to pray, there's something he tells us. Ask the Lord for something big. And I go to camp every day, I hear this man say, ask the Lord for something big. What am I going to ask from the Lord that is really, really big? So one day, he called up that prayer point again. And he said he's going to pray for us, but before he prays for us, we should ask the Lord for something big. And I said, okay, Father, this is my prayer point. Make me your number one divine treasurer. I prayed that prayer for 2 years. Every day I go to camp, Father, make me your number one divine treasurer. One day, he answered me. Now hold on. He answered with a question. He said, do you really know the meaning of what you are asking for? And I said to him, I think I do. He said, you are a banker. I said, yes, sir. Do you know what it is to be an account officer of a high net worth individual? I said, yes, sir. He said, when you are the account officer of that individual, the money he puts under your care, is it your money? I said, no, sir. Can you spend it at will? I said, no, sir. He said, do you know what you're asking for? That even if I bless you today, everything I put under your care, you don't have control over them. You can only spend money in your hands based on my approval. I was quiet. But I said, if that is what it will cost, yes, sir. Now, something happened just about a month after that prayer. We were living in a small apartment. It was obviously too small for us. 3-bedroom apartment. My children, you know, all of them were grown up. And as a family, we took a position that we were going to, you know, get a bigger space, build a more befitting house, and then move into that place. So we bought the land, put the money together, and then it was time to start the project. From nowhere, there was a demand on that money. A church project was coming up in my church. And it was going to cost so much money that even the money I've set aside will not be able to cover it. But I heard God say to me, before you think of building your house, this project must be finished. And we faced the project, finished it. And by the time we finished, I went back to him. Can I start my project now? He said, yes, you can. With all sense of humility, my wife once said that the only thing I've not given to God is my wife. And I said, God is not a wicked God. I've come to the knowledge and understanding that God must have his way first before any other thing. Let me tell you, if God can trust you that you will defend his interests and be his treasurer, he will put not just money in your hands, he will take you, he will unleash you to your world. It doesn't matter where you are today. 24 hours is too much for God to relocate someone from one level of glory to another. Hear me very well. I can sense it in my spirit that by this time next year, from this conference, will emerge captains of industry. Men and women that will shake their world. You are that fellow. Let me hear your amen loud. But God must trust you. So if you are leaving this conference, you ask yourself, can I be trusted? Can God put resources in my hands and be sure that his interest will be noted? If the answer is not yes, you need to work on yourself. Point number four. In this realm of glory that you have been unleashed into, there are no comfort zones. You are not permitted to slow down in this realm. If for any reason you have erected comfort zones around yourself, before this day is out, ask the Lord to help you dismantle it. In Joshua chapter 13 and verse 1, Joshua 13 and verse 1, the Bible says, now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. And the Lord started listing all of the places that he needed him to take over. He was simply saying to him, Joshua, what is wrong with you? I instructed you in Joshua chapter 1 verse 3 that wherever the sole of your foot shall tread, that have I given unto you. Now you are slowing down. You have gotten to a level of comfort where you are supposed to be possessing lands and taking territories. Daddy Joe was here today. By the grace of God, March next year, Daddy will be 83. Have you asked yourself, why is he not slowing down? Daddy understands this realm. It is an abomination for anyone operating in this realm to enter into his comfort zone. Let me pray for someone hearing the sound of my voice. Whatever has put you in a comfort zone that is making you feel you have arrived, when you have not even started, may my God deliver you in the name of Jesus. You need to come out. Pastor Nat was giving you a bit of my testimony. You know, I was an executive director in a bank. And then, of course, by the grace of God and by the internal arrangement we had in the bank, I was to take over as the CEO in just 2 years from this time that I had the leading to start a bank. The force was so strong. And he got to a point, he was the first person I shared it with. And I said, Pastor, I'll see what is happening. This is what I'm thinking of doing. And he looked at me and he said, what are you talking about? A big bank, MDC of a big bank. You want to leave that space and go and start afresh. What, are you okay? And I said to him, I'm very okay. He said he can't, he doesn't know what to tell me. I should go and meet Daddy Gio. True and true, I went to Daddy Gio. And he sent for me very early in the morning. I got there. I told him, I said, Daddy, I am caught between two decisions. Now, this is a bank fully established. In the next 2 years, I'm the CEO. But here I am thinking of initiating this process to start the process of getting a banking license. Daddy prayed. For some few minutes, he was quiet. And then he prayed and said to me, my son, pursue your license. God will give you favor and speed. Now hear me. It was a clear departure from a comfort zone. The process of applying for the license, the process of doing all of the documentation, the process of putting all of the things together, the process of recruiting. In fact, that bank started from my sitting room. We were doing all the documentation in my sitting room. And fast forward, 2022, we launched out. First year, we broke even. First annual report, double-digit profit. 2 years down the line, we are now competing with the banks that have already been in existence. Let me pray for someone hearing the sound of my voice. By the mercies of God, by divine push, you are coming out of your comfort zones. Whatever is making you comfortable to settle for less, instead of moving to your new realm of glory, may my God deliver you today in the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus, I dismantle my comfort zones. Say it one more time, in the name of Jesus, I dismantle my comfort zone. I enter into a new realm of glory. You receive that shout aloud, amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Number five. When you operate in this realm, you enjoy unfettered access to divine secrets. When God unleashes you to this realm of glory, you enjoy unfettered access to divine secrets. You know, it's so interesting when I see the people of God competing in the same space with children of the world, and then they come back and they are telling stories of how, you know, they are not meeting up. I'm praying for someone here that you will leave this meeting knowing and understanding who you are. And what you carry. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. When you walk in this realm, you know what others know, but they don't know what you know. And you, all of you agree with me that knowledge is power. Correct application of knowledge is wisdom. If God can trust you to give, to release secrets to you, you will become unstoppable. In Matthew 17, verse 9, remember the story of the three disciples that went with him to the mount. After the encounter, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man. Not even to the other nine disciples. In this realm, you have access to secrets. And it's not every secret you have that you are permitted to share. In 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and verse 10, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and verse 10, it says, "For it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit." You know, you work hard like the people of the world. You study the way they study. I was sharing with some of the youth some time ago that one of the things you need to do to get into, you know, I mean, to prepare yourself for this realm of glory is to really get ready for it, because it will surely come. They are taking courses in Ivy League schools. Make sure you, I mean, study to know what you need to know. But the things that God will reveal to you, they will never know. So when we enter the marketplace, you have knowledge based on what you know, that I know. And then I know the things you don't know. And we are competing in the same space. It will be difficult to beat me. I remember when we were about to start the bank, I invited a very senior economist in this country. If I mention his name, you all will know him. A very, very senior economist. He's always on TV. You know, he does a lot for government. He advises them on economic matters. And I said, "Please, we're having a strategy section. Come and charge us up at Echo Hotels." About a month before we started. And the man came. And the first thing he said when he picked up the mic, he said, "Emmanuel, I'm sorry to shock you. This is not the best time to start a bank." I didn't wait for him to land. I said to him, "It may not be the best time for you, but it is the best time for me. Because I know what he does not know, even as an economist." 1 year down the line, I invited the same man. And the numbers were already speaking. And I said to him, "Last year you said to us, this is not a good time to start a bank. What do you have to say?" He looked at me and laughed. He said, "Let's leave that matter. I pray for someone hearing the sound of my voice. May my God expose you to divine secrets that will distinguish you in your career and in every area of life." You receive that, shout aloud, "Amen." You need it. You need it. That's the difference in the marketplace. Divine secrets. And that will be your testimony. Number 6. Any man or woman operating in this realm, please celebrate, celebrate our daddy. God bless you, sir. Amen. That was a pleasant surprise. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. All right. Number 6. Any man, any woman operating in this realm, please take note of this, is a dangerous fellow. You can't carry this level of glory and not be dangerous. Have you imagined that Pharaoh made Joseph the prime minister without asking where he came from. Those details were not necessary because suddenly they found a solution to their problem. You can't operate in this realm and not become a living wonder to your generation. In fact, when you speak like an oracle. With all sense of humility, I've heard people ask me, how are you doing it? And like I said to you, there are some secrets you are not permitted to share. You know, when I hear people talk about trade secrets, if there's anyone that has access to trade secrets, it must be someone in this room who is already operating in this realm of glory. You become like an oracle. When you speak, your words carry weight. People look up to you for a solution. They look up to you for results. Let me pray for 100 persons hearing the sound of my voice. Before this season is out, you become a solution to your nation. The louder your amen, receive it in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 25 says something. It says, this day, which day? Which day? Will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole world? Who shall hear the report of thee and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee? You know, let me tell you are no longer ordinary. The person that came for this conference, that entered that came for this conference from the very beginning and is ending this conference this evening, you can never remain the same again. You know, there are some fights you don't need to fight. Because when you operate in this realm, God takes over your fights. That's the truth. In fact, there are some prayers you also don't need to pray. Because God knows that he needs you to operate in this realm. So he will even answer those prayers even while you have not prayed. Remember the song now. Even before I pray, Jehovah Nissi answered me. That will be someone's song after now. I heard Pastor, he mentioned it to me when he came for the Festival of Champions. How God provided miraculously a parcel of land for the church. If you're clapping, don't pretend. That is beyond prayer. When you are in this realm, you are a living wonder. We had the Festival of Champions in an open field where we normally pay for every year. We've done that for 7 straight years. And without even praying, I was just saying in my heart, if only we can get somewhere else bigger than that space, because it was no longer, enough for us. Daddy Joe watched it online and he called me and he said, this space has become too small for you. And can I humble you? Within a 5 minutes distance from the same venue, God gave us a space that is 7 times bigger than that place. You know, you shouldn't take this realm lightly. That's why I said glory unleashed. Somebody is being unleashed into his world and into his generation. You know, when God unleashes you, strange things begin to happen around you that even you will not be able to explain. Let me pray again for someone here. By the mercies of God, after this encounter, you become a living wonder. The louder your amen, receive it in the name of Jesus. And lastly, number 7. Please pay attention to this. Anyone that God brings into this realm and chooses to play God, chooses to undermine God, take him for granted, arrogates all the glory to himself, becomes too big for God to handle, will not only be replaced, but totally extinguished. Take note of this. Anyone that God brings into this realm of glory and chooses to play God will have himself to blame. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 10. Give it to me in NLT if you can. 1 Samuel 15 and verse 10. Then the Lord said to Samuel, go ahead. I am sorry. God is telling Samuel what? I am sorry that I ever made Saul king. For he has not been loyal to me and has refused to obey my command. Samuel was so deeply moved when he heard this that he cried out to the Lord. For how long? All night. God, in his mightiness, came down to the level of Samuel and said, Samuel, I was the one who asked you to anoint this man as king. But you know what? I am sorry. I thought I was unleashing a man into his generation. I never knew that this man was going to turn to become so disloyal. So please, replace him immediately. I'm done with him. I beg you, everyone hearing the sound of my voice, whether you like it or not, whether your faith can carry it or not, God has already unleashed you into your world. Someone here, will sponsor next year's Oasis Conference. Please write it down. I am not very good with words, but, you know, I will tell you this. Oasis 2025, forget it. Someone will write the check for that program. Who is that fellow? Receive it in the name of Jesus. But be careful. Deuteronomy chapter 8, 12 to 19. I'm rounding up. NLT, please. Deuteronomy chapter 8, 12 to 19. It says, for when you have become full and prosperous and have built fine homes to live in, and when your flocks and herds have become very large and your silver and gold have multiplied along with everything else, be what? Be careful. Do not become proud at that time. And forget the Lord your God who rescued you from slavery in the land of Egypt. Do not forget that he led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with his poisonous snakes and scorpions, where it was so hot and dry, he gave you water from the rock. He fed you with manna in the wilderness, a food unknown to your ancestors. He did this to humble you and test you for your own good. He did all this so you would never say to yourself, I have achieved this wealth with my own strength and energy. Remember the Lord your God is the one he gives you power to be successful in order to fulfill the covenant he confirmed to your ancestors with an oath. But see verse 19. 19. But I assure you of this. If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods, worshiping and bowing down to them, you will certainly be destroyed. That will not be your portion. Yeah. What does this tell you? Anyone operating in this realm is humble. Is humble. I shared with you how I started Premium Trust Bank. By the grace of God, I am the founder of the bank. Hold on, I'm coming, I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. But God is the real owner. So sometimes when the figures, you know, we are looking at the figures and is, you know, we are beginning to think. In 1 year, see how far we have gone. In another year, if we continue at this rate, in 4 or 5 years, will take over the industry. And then I would, the God side of me will remind me. God is the owner of this bank. You are just fronting for him. Never lose consciousness of the fact that the one who made you and brought you to this level of glory, if you take him for granted, in a twinkle of an eye, he can bring you down. But I'm praying for someone hearing the sound of my voice. My God will make you to stay humble. No amount of, you know, upliftment and glory will get into your head. Stand on your feet and pray that prayer for yourself. Father, please help me. Let me never become too big for you to handle. Let your blessing not become a snare in my life. Let me not arrogate your glory to myself. Is someone praying at all? Pray that prayer very well. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm led to pray for some persons by the grace of God. His grace has really been sufficient. But one of the things I promise God I will do here is to pray for a generation that will take over after us. In fact, a generation that will take over now. If you believe you belong to that generation, I'd like you to stretch forth your hands towards the altar. In the next 2 minutes, ask the Lord for something big. Please promise him that you will not let him down. It doesn't matter if you have failed before. The Lord is starting afresh with you. Begin to round up your prayers now. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. God is about to raise an army of very dangerous men and women. Now hear me. When you find a man who fears God, who lives holy, and is committed to the work of the kingdom, that fellow is a dangerous man. If you touch that fellow, God can kill you. I'm telling you naked truth. I'm led to pray for people who want to operate in that realm, where you become too dangerous. Dangerous before God, in the sense that God can entrust kingdom wealth into your hands and you can still be trusted. You will fear him. You will live holy. We don't have enough space. I would have asked you to come before the altar. But I'll pray for you from here. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, amen. Let your amen be loud and clear. Father, in the name of Jesus, amen. We are grateful to you for unleashing these, your children, into another realm of uncommon glory. And Lord, with their hands stretched out to you, they have declared from their heart that they are committed to defending your interests. They are committed to serving you. They are committed to fearing you. They are committed to staying humble. Father, whatever it is that they have asked of you in this meeting, I join my faith with every one of them. And I ask, oh God, that all their prayer requests return to them as miracles and testimonies in the name of Jesus. What eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the hearts of men. Father, before this season is over, deliver to your children in the name of Jesus. From this conference, my Father and my God, let there emerge kingdom giants, captains of industry, men and women of exploits, in the name of Jesus. Anyone here that has failed in the past, the last time you failed will be the last failure you had. In the name that is above every other name, you will surely bounce back again. The Lord will put treasures in your hands. You will become a living wonder. You will manage divine secrets. You will stand tall in the marketplace. Your enemies will be confounded. And you will serve the Lord for the rest of your life. Every hindrance to your life, every hindrance to your manifestation this season, I stand in the name of the one that sent me to decree that all such hindrances be rolled away in the name of Jesus. Everyone still resting in his or her comfort zone, by the power in the name of Jesus, I bring you out by fire in the name of Jesus. Father, I've enjoyed grace. And I'm still enjoying your grace. But I pray for this congregation. Everyone connected to this meeting. Whose faith can be enlarged. The Lord, greater measure of grace. Release to your children in the name of Jesus. After tonight, none shall be small anymore. After tonight, you will stand tall wherever you go. Anyone that dares you after this night, if they fail to slow down, if they fail to repent, they will pay with their own lives. And wherever you go, the glory of the Lord will speak for you. The Lord will make you a voice in your generation. Anyone that dares to silence you again, my God will shut them down. By this time next year, not only will you be God's kingdom treasurer, the Lord will enlarge you that you begin to take assignments with so much ease. So shall it be. In the name of God the Father. And of the Son,
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You receive that? Amen. Amen. Who is the next kingdom giant here? Place your hand on your chest. And say, in the name of Jesus, after tonight, I become God's divine treasurer. And wherever I go, I will do exploits for the Lord. You receive that shout, amen, 3 times.
Amen.